But the trend in this industry right now, and I believe for the future, is going to be co-manufacturing of cannabis products. A lot of brands, it's cost prohibitive for them to get into the manufacturing space. A lot of legacy brands have been unable to get back onto the market again, which is something that I work really hard to make happen, because those brands and those people built the path that I walk on. So I didn't expect for very large companies to be calling me, but they are, because they also are not interested really in manufacturing anymore. So my brands are, you know, brand new IP that's coming in from California. They are calling me from out of state wanting to launch in California. Within California, I'm looking at very large brands, very medium-sized brands, and also some of these smaller brands are making connections with me. So I guess everybody is ideal for us. One thing that I do look for is the brand needs to be licensed, because the unlicensed brand is a difficult scenario to put together. It also protects everybody better when the brand is licensed. So that is something I always try to look for when I speak with somebody to begin with. And my process is, you know, they fill out an onboarding form. I read the onboarding form and we schedule a call and sort of net out where this brand is at in the process.